systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
You're fucking gross. Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Friday, February 11th, 2011. My name is Matt.
And you used to be
and
fat.
And you're gross. Quit picking your eye. When's the last time you washed your hands?
Earlier.
Yeah, earlier when? When you woke up?
My name's Danny.
That's gross, Danny. Her name is Gross Danny.
How was cleaning those fat folds?
What?
The little fat fuck. I saw
you know
picture.
What? Even as fat as I was in that picture, I still didn't have fat folds. Thank
you
very much. I
didn't. You have fat folds now. Shut up. When you bend over.
I can't wait till you start looking like your mother. The show will be way more fun then.
Oh, yeah. That's not going to happen.
But. Friday, episode 459. Welcome. Another week comes to an end. 406-204-4687. Give us a call at thejamhole.com/live. Jamhole TV. Check it out. Two beautiful cameras. Well, me and her picking her eye. That is so fucking gross. I can't get over.
Stop looking at me.
I need to not because I can't get over like how many germs are just like warring on your hand right now, and you're just like, here you go, into the body, enjoy. Hope one of you is cancer.
Build a healthy immune system.
Yeah, right.
You throw everything you got at yourself, and then you're just immune to it one day.
Is that it?
That's probably how you did it, because you were fat.
And then your fat folds absorbed
all this bacteria and stuff, and that's how you're immune to everything now.
What's in that notebook right there?
Stuff.
Looks like a lot of words. Why don't you read that to everyone? What is that? What is that? No. What is that?
Here's a work order.
On the front page, what is that?
I need 2 cases of tomatoes.
Shut
some
up.
Some cilantro.
Shut up.
2 cases of taco meat. Some beef chub, buttermilk, wings, fries,
roasted
and mashed.
Hey.
Oh, here's another one. You want to hear that one too?
Shut up. Burger says my cat has nasty goobers in her eyes.
Oh, I get
so
those.
So does my
That's
Danny.
How I pick them out. Here's a recipe. 2 cups of butter. 2 cups of flour, 1.5 gallons, some seasonings whizzed together.
I'm going to blame the $10 in donations so far this month on you. Can I do that right
now?
You
want my homemade pancake recipe? I have that in here, too.
So what is that on the front? You're an idiot. All right. So you know the Super Bowl? You know who lost a bunch of money on the Super Bowl? Holy shit. I didn't know people still did this. That's wonderful. And you know what's even more awesome? That paper crinkling sound. Everyone's enjoying that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you done? Can we do a podcast now?
You want to read my poem?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Can we do a podcast now?
Sure.
Do you want to play the intro over again or what?
Nah.
Should we just keep going?
Keep going.
Keep plowing ahead?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
So who lost money on the Super Bowl?
You know people bet on the Super Bowl still, right?
Yeah, okay. I know that.
I'm amazed that Eddie lost $2,000 on the Super Bowl.
What?
Right?
Are you serious?
I don't know what I'm more amazed at. The fact that he had $2,000 to blow on a stupid bet, or that he picked the Steelers to win and he just totally lost. Like, that's a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he's just rich or something.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Did you get it? No, we'll wait.
Got it. Okay.
You're like the cat. I feel like when I wipe her ass and clean her eye boogers, I should be doing the same to you. Huh. Do you have enough water?
I lost $15 on the Super Bowl.
Do you have enough water in your water dish?
I have juice, but okay. And I bought it from the store.
You bet on the Super Bowl?
No, not really. It's like those little squares.
Oh yeah.
And I just kind of like, did just it.
Any random dumb shit can just not even yeah. know anything about yeah. anything.
So I just threw it in there just because it was the Super Bowl, and I'm like, maybe I'll win because one was for like 150, and the other one was
you
for
can
like
win money on those, and not even know who's playing. That's the most awesome part about it. You're just like that one and that one.
Well, I knew who I was playing just because I had to work through the thing, and I heard everybody yelling and screaming, but, you know.
Yeah, I just thought that was pretty epic, like $2,000.
I didn't know who was playing until the day it was on, though, so whatever.
That's so much money.
Yeah, that is a lot
to us Poe Montana folk. A lot
I wouldn't
of money.
Be wasting it betting on football.
I know, you could have took that $2,000 and bought, like, 2 pounds of weed and then sold that and then had, like, $4,000. You see how that works?
You win either way.
Either way.
Dun, dun, dun.
The only gamble is whether or not you'll go to jail.
Sure.
Would you gamble with your life?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't? Come on. For real. Who hasn't
you
gambled
know,
with
you
their life?
You know who gambles with their lives? People in the adult film industry.
Berger says Daniel only cares about Olympic fishing. If they made that a sport, I'd be all over it. And you know what? I'd be a gold medal winner.
You know what? They do have that sport, and I keep getting fucking mail from it. It's called the Mac
Days. I signed
you
up for it.
I appreciate that. I just got another one there.
I saw it in the mailbox.
Yeah. Thank you. Don't ever
sign... I signed you up for a fishing contest.
That's a federal offense. You're lucky I don't press charges. I'm pressing charges.
You wanted to do it when I said it, so.
Seemed like a fun idea at the time, and then
you're
you
like,
were
oh,
like,
fishing, yeah. I'll
so are you ready
that.
To go fishing? I'm like, no. You signed up, I know. Go catch me a winner.
You suck. Actually, we didn't get to go because we couldn't find a boat.
This new one, $150,000 in prizes.
Ooh, let's do it.
Oh, and you know what I did find? I did.
Can we do it this year then? Like, for real? Because I would, what are you doing? Hey. What are you doing right now?
You are just the worst.
Well,
can I
like,
say
you're confused
that? You are the worst
you're, like, running
co-host.
Around doing, and I don't know what
so
you're
just
doing.
Stop everything and point it out.
Yeah.
You're the worst.
It's
like,
the best.
That's like waiting for me to take a drink to just not say anything
it's
at all.
Best.
That's the worst.
The best.
The worst. You the best. Worst. Okay, so you remember a while ago I was talking about that survey thing in the mail, and that I was like, they'll even send you a computer
yeah,
if you
yeah,
don't
yeah.
have one. They sent me another thing. This didn't have a dollar attached to it, or what was it, $2, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
yeah, two crisp, freshly printed dollar bills.
Uh-huh.
Dear current resident, this is from Knowledge Networks, and it's in Spanish on the back. Just
oh, just in case.
For our Mexican listeners. Should I read that side? Here, I'll read the Spanish side. Estimado residente, han pasado un par de semanas desde que no lo vimos nuestra invitación.
Can't
which
believe you
means
read it that fast. So proud.
It has been a few weeks since we mailed you our invitation.
You read the Spanish side better. Wow.
Todos los que vivan en...
Why do you say it like a TV announcer?
I don't know. Like, that's what my Spanish accent sounds like in
Hello,
my head.
Hello, and welcome to... Blah, blah, blah.
I know. I can't... Like, anytime I see stuff in Spanish, like when I see those floor things... Suidado, piso, mojado. Yeah. So... The time for you and for others at this address to join Knowledge Panel is fast coming to a close.
Yeah.
This is pressure, man. I need to hurry. If your household has been thinking about joining, you need to act soon. We send very... This is so awesome. We send very few invitations each year to a small...
100,000.
A small random sample of homes across the nation.
Right.
Like all of them.
Right.
No, I thought I was the only one getting the deal that I'll get paid to do surveys. What the fuck?
Right.
Everyone in your home, ages 13 and older, can earn cash payments and other rewards. BJs?
Kids love that, I bet, then. 13 and older.
And other rewards for being on our panel.
Isn't there child like labor laws and shit?
Well, it's not exactly labor. Oh. You each take a short survey once a week and give your opinion on various topics. It's that easy. Do you think if like we can get all the Jamhole fans to sign up and do these for me? Like, could we make money doing that if we just like
that's
how
what the letter says.
Like, how is this one kid doing 100 surveys a day? He's made like $6 million.
Cause he's awesome.
There are no membership fees, nothing to buy, no cost to you at any time. Cancel now. Our business is research, and we reward you. Our business is knowing you. Our business is research. We're in the research industry, and we reward you for helping us. We do research for TV networks, well-known companies, universities, and many others like ESPN and Consumer Reports. You should really check your demographics before you go sending these things out, name-dropping ESPN and Consumer Reports.
Right.
Do you like NASCAR? Take our survey.
Right.
Sweet. How often do you like turning left? Always. If you do not have a computer or a way to get on the internet, please call us and we can help you get internet access for your home. You are that important to us.
Right.
Any adult living in your home can accept this invitation. There are two ways to do this. Register on our website at join.knpanel.com and enter the code. Do you want the code? Will you guys enter this? ZB6WGH. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-255-6878. That's 1-800-255-6878. And mention Knowledge Panel.
Jesus.
We're always happy to answer your questions. I hope you will join us so you too can make a difference. Isn't that awesome? Make a difference. I want to make a difference. And then this thing. It says no internet, no computer at home.
Yeah, none.
None at all.
None.
What's a computer?
What are we doing?
We can send. I wonder if like we can get them to just send us computers though.
That'd be kind of cool.
We should try that. We can send you a computer and give you internet access and email. You do a survey for us each week. That's the deal. Nothing to buy, no cost to you as a panel member. We provide free tech support to get you started. You and everyone in your home will have full use of our computer and the internet for shopping, reading, news, homework, or any other reason other XXX. On, why are you looking at all that porn on our computer?
Because you said I could.
Send them the triple X survey. Accept our invitation and make your opinions
count.
It's
got like spyware and shit in it probably. Like,
can you imagine like just giving, if you just gave a bunch of like random subset of society computers and logged everything they did on them? Like that,
no.
I bet that information would be like 100 times more valuable than the information they mine from these surveys.
But that's like,
do you think they
do that? Privacy law, you know.
I don't know though, cuz it's they say it's our computer. We're letting you use our computer.
But it's in
so
my home. Well, it's
you
like
as the end user have to have enough sense to know that it's their computer. Anything you do on it.
Well, it's like the whole, you know, kid taking home the computer and someone logging in with the camera and shit, you know?
Well, no, that's kind of different. That's like them sending you home with a laptop and then tapping into the camera and watching you at home.
Well, yeah.
That's kind of different than, like, but I don't know, because it's more, that's like a visual invasion of privacy. If they're just, like, taking passwords and, like, combing survey info out of it, like, what you're searching for and that kind of shit.
I don't know.
That's kind of different than watching you do it, you know?
I see it as, like, wrong, so.
Well, yeah, kind of. It's information or watching you, like, physically, like, there you are. That seems way more creepy than, here's what I ate last week, you know?
Mm.
But, I don't know, I thought that was kind of interesting. Like, I wish I wouldn't have thrown the last one away, and then it came again, and they're like, time is running out, no pressure, but seriously. You and a select 5 other people are getting this awesome deal.
500 million.
Why isn't everyone in America making money at home doing surveys? It's that easy. But we should really try and get a free computer from them. just for the hell of it. And then we'll just we'll get it and then we'll just destroy it. We'll make a video.
I wonder if it's like an old piece of shit, like, you know, like my uncle's computer.
It's probably like old recycled school computers, dude, yeah. Or old business laptops, like.
Well, they're
your
not
going to
send you a brand new fucking...
An Alienware, yeah. Like, 5000 GT, fuck yeah.
They're not going to send you something no. like that.
Probably
you
not.
You know?
Probably not.
Unless you're, like, the only person in America that responds to it, and they're like,
how many
oh my
people
God.
Do you think they actually send those out to? Do you, would you say more
a
than,
lot.
Like, a couple hundred thousand?
I don't know. A lot. Sorry. A lot. Yes.
I wonder, like, what percentage of those people actually do send that back.
The lazy stay-at-home moms, probably.
Like, I can make money.
Yeah.
Doing surveys and...
Probably.
Cutting out coupons.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Look, honey, I did this one today.
I saved us 33 cents.
Yay.
Good job, honey. Hate You've you. Earned your keep.
Not really.
All right. L.A., we got some new rules here, possibly coming out for the adult sex film industry. Hmm?
Oh yeah,
I'm a fan of the sex industry.
So am I.
The adult sex film industry. Excuse me.
I don't think you're human unless you're a fan.
Not the
of
sex
the
industry,
adult
but
industry.
Right.
And sex.
Do you think like churches give their people like if you're gonna look at porn, look at our porn. At least we know that it's. Like church,
it's pure.
Church accepted and recommended porn, or do they like make their own kind of?
Dear Lord, I thank you today for this ginormous cock that has been laid before me.
Please bless this dildo that I'm about to wreck this bitch's anus with.
Right?
In your son's name, we pray. Double fisted till the end. Amen. The clinic that for the last decade had monitored the health of those working in the multi-billion dollar
oh, yeah.
porno industry, thanks God, abruptly shut its doors in December. Mm. Now L.A. has moved to fill that role with its big, ginormous, blessed cock.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, city lawmakers voted unanimously to draft an ordinance that would require condoms to be used on the set of every porno movie made
Bullshit.
In L.A.
No.
Could you, would, do you
Only
like
in LA,
watching porn?
Porn comes from everywhere else, too.
Not really. It's pretty much like Van Nuys, Los Angeles, right
Miami.
There.
Miami.
Yeah, but that's like snuff films and shit. That's not like nice, classy pornography. That's like porn. This is
Fuck
pornography.
Yeah. I like the amateur stuff where they're like, she's like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Ow!
And it's like, ow, it feels so good. That type of stuff.
All right.
I like that. Yeah, yeah. I like the nice, classy ones once in a while. But...
Once in a while, a little burlesque show, perhaps.
Whatever, but no,
followed
I like...
off with a nightcap of some GHB and cocaine, sure.
I like some of those ones where, like, you actually see the bitch, like, choke or, like... or she's like...
Oh. Dude, oh my God. I was watching one the other night, and the chick, like, hopped up onto the top of the couch and almost, like, fell over, but, like, caught herself and then looked, like, right at the camera, like, you're gonna edit that out, right? And they totally didn't. I was, like, doing this, and I'm like, holy shit, she totally just It was so funny.
That's funny shit.
And they totally just left it in there for her.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, if you see a porn with a condom and they're using condoms, are you into that or
no?
Do you just turn it off and go to the next one? Yeah, for sure. So,
like condoms for blowjobs and stuff or just sex?
It says that they would require condoms to be used on the set of every. It'd be funny if like they were on the camera guy or something. They're
right?
like, we're using them.
Totally.
Here's
using
our
them.
Set. Totally. And action. The sudden closing of the clinic came after a performer tested positive for HIV. I think we talked about that a long time ago. What
Probably.
Happened. He sent pornography actors to clinics around the San Fernando Valley, north of downtown where the industry is based. And though the clinic recently reopened, its uncertain status again raised the question of who, if anyone, should be ensuring their safety. Isn't that the job of the porn industry, like, to make sure that whoever they hire to act in their films are clean, right? Don't they do, like,
Maybe
random...
they just offer really good insurance.
Well, but it honestly, from a business point of view, like, if you were a film director like that... film. If you were a porn director, it's in your best interest to have healthy performers. You don't want the close-up fucking money shot with a bunch of nasty sores all over the place, right?
Well, you also don't want the close-up to be some dude ripping off the condom so he can blow his load on her back.
Or being all like, I think we have a problem.
Right?
This didn't have a hole in it when we put it on, did it? Oh,
that
shit.
And, like, what do you get? No, just no. Just no.
I just say give them all AIDS.
I bet they could even get it up sometimes with, like, you know, the what do you call them, fucking...
the hardened actors,
yeah,
if
like
you will. Thank
you. Yeah,
the
ones that have been there so long,
belt?
You know, they're not going to fucking... They're not going to be able to get up with
the guys that are, like, injecting Viagra directly into the cock. Into the cock hole.
Into the
like
urethra.
A gas pump, just pumping it up. That's terrible.
Pump, pump, pump it up. And they squeeze the balls.
But yeah, I'm not, I don't like seeing that in my porn. It's like, if I wanted to see that, I'd go pick up a random chick and... Well, then I probably still wouldn't see that, but I don't know. Some chicks, like, insist, like, forcefully insist, and then the GHB kicks in. Then they ain't forcefully doing nothing.
You just pretend like you do. You grab it, you unwrap it, and everything. Yep, you tuck it,
on.
Like, underneath your knee, and then you go at it, and then
wow.
When you're done, you unfold it, and, like, you're like, oh.
Have you done that, like, as a
yes,
dude's putting it
dick.
On, and then, no, as a dude... Jesus, dude. As the dude's putting it on, like, being like, whoop, and then putting it in you.
Okay, the dude can feel the condom.
I don't know, though.
Chicks
like,
can't.
If your sleight of hand is on point, you can, like, make him look, like, look over here. No, look at this end. Whoop. The key is you gotta, like, bump into him.
No, I just won't have sex with them. Sorry.
Oh, right, because you're a chick and you can pretty much get it whenever. Guys got to kind of take what's given to them.
No.
Yeah. You know I'm right there.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But no,
dude.
Chicks are
prude bitches sometimes.
It depends. Like, I...
Take your shoes off so I can jam this dildo up your asshole.
Like, I would use condoms, like, you know, when I first got into relationships and stuff and I wasn't sure about the dude... And then we went
before I learned
anymore.
I was completely immune to every STD known to man. Then I said, fuck it.
Okay, have I ever used
and
a condom
then
with
said,
you?
I said, fuck yeah.
Have we ever used a condom?
No.
All right, then shut up. No, I'm saying previous.
And we're both dying of AIDS now. Thank
I know,
you.
That's great.
Kids wear condoms.
But...
Unless you're filming porn, because I don't want to see that.
You could die of AIDS in porn. It's cool.
No, but you know what that would do? That would keep the industry young and fresh. If you just gave everybody AIDS, you'd get a good 2 solid years out of them, and then
nice
that's
rollover rate.
And then you can go retire, get drugs all you want, and die happy, knowing that you provided a
service
in the prime.
I know. Imagine if you have
prime.
AIDS, how much drugs you can get.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes
you know,
I think
be
that's
high the rest of my life.
That's the allure for some of the bug chasers to get AIDS. It's like I just want the drugs I'm gonna get from the AIDS.
You mean people that actually try and get AIDS?
Right,
why
right.
Would you do
like
that?
If that's why.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Drugs.
Try to get cancer so you can get your weed card or whatever.
Nuts in the microwave.
So,
I don't know.
Well, that's going to really fucking... Do you think that will put a negative point in the industry's economy? Will that multi-billion dollar industry take a hit because of this?
No. No.
You don't think people will...
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think people will stop watching porn.
Well, no.
It'll just be a lot of blowjob porn. I don't know.
I wonder, though, if you'll notice, like, this particular industry in California here starts to, like, go under a little.
Yeah, they might a little.
People start picking other stuff more, you know, noticeably.
Yeah. So... Can I read you my poem?
You're going to read this on the show?
Do you want me to?
Kinda.
Kinda? Because if not, I won't. And then
do you,
I'll just read
it depends.
At the Poetry
do you,
Slam. And actually, I probably won't even read it at the Poetry
once
Slam.
Once it's recorded,
so.
That's it, though. Do you want that out there forever? I mean, I've done some pretty dumb shit on this show.
So what?
Are you ready to do that as well?
This is just a poem.
Okay.
It's just a love
well,
poem.
Well, Danny wrote a love poem. Let me finish up this HIV fucking fest,
okay.
This HIV fest here, and then you can read me your love poem. Okay. The city law would be the first to impose safety standards on specifically the pornographic film industry, which has largely been allowed to police itself. But, like I said, it should.
Nolly-san says there's going to be a rise in hentai. That's a good point.
Yeah, true.
Probably. Hentai is cooler because you can make so much, like, you can't do a real rape scene in porn.
It seems easy, though, to keep everyone... Well, I guess they're fucking other people, too, that you have no control of. So the only way to really do it is to test them every day and hope you're, you know... Because it's totally in, like I said before, it's in your best interest to have everyone clean. So, you know, they're and there's no downtime because, you know, that's you're losing money. So it seems like it should regulate itself fairly well. No one wants to see. I mean, I'm sure then if you do get sick with something nasty, there's that whole niche market of like, I like sex with nasty discharge and like... No. That gets me off, all frothy,
like that soap after you shake it,
and it's all frothy. Oh, it's all warm and salty and gross. It's all bland tasting.
You shut up.
Since the 1998, the nonprofit clinic financed by contributions from production companies has offered health tests to sex film performers. Jesus. Health tests to sex film performers. Producers agreed not to hire performers who had not been tested in the last 30 days, and the clinic investigated the sources of infections, coordinated halts in filming when actors tested positive for the HIV. Over the years, county health officials had clashed with the clinic, accusing it of failing to cooperate with investigators and of failing to protect industry workers and their sexual partners. Those in the industry, however, assert that the self-regulating system has worked well, pointing to just 5 cases of HIV infection among its performers, none of them definitely tied to onset exposure, since an 04 outbreak shut down the industry for a whole month.
Oh, boo.
The filmmakers oppose the new regulations because they say that sales drop when performers use condoms and that regulations are difficult to enforce on the set. Adult Industry Medical, which the county health department shut down because it was not properly licensed, reopened last week under a new name and as a profit-making clinic, now under the oversight of the California Medical Association. On its website, the clinic vowed to resume all its services, relieved from pointless harassment that came with the oversight from the county health department. So. I, as long as you have people fucking, you're going to have STDs until we all get... my genes, and then can just fight that shit off. Like a real fucking man.
Oh, yeah?
Shit.
Is that what a real man looks like?
Basically.
You, right there.
This, hey, camera one, that's what a real man looks like.
I think what
a real man looks like is
that picture you took
away from me earlier.
That's me.
All right, listen here, bitch.
Hey.
You got something you want to say to me?
I already said it. I said you were fat when you were a kid.
Read
that's
your
what
fucking
I said.
Poem.
No. I started writing you a poem a while ago.
Uh-huh.
I did when I mentioned it to you.
No, I said uh-huh. I'm Jesus.
That was
dude.
A sarcastic uh-huh.
No. Yeah, see, that was sarcastic. There's a difference.
You're a dick.
I'm a subtle dick.
No, you're not. You're like in your face, boom, I'm a dick.
New extreme dick.
Right. Name is Matthew. Anyway, I started writing it a while ago, and I don't know why. I took some Ambien.
Oh, okay.
And I was laying there, and I was like, I'm bored.
You only love me when I'm high.
And then I was bored, and I started writing something. And then I woke up, and I saw it, and I'm like, huh. Okay, and that's when I mentioned something to you about it. I'm like, I guess I started writing a poem. And then you mentioned to me something about the Boiler Room doing, you know, a Valentine's Day thing. You know, then like,
fuck! I hate when my bong gets clogged so bad.
I'm sorry.
Someone should send me a nice, awesome bong stem. Something like this, but like, awesome. TheJamHole.com/PO Box.
Anyway, so you told me about... The Boiler Room doing
and then you wrote a poem. Like, to hear it, here it goes. And action. Do you need a beat? Hold on. Yo.
Are you just gonna make fun of me?
I'm serious. I will kick you a beat if you need
one. No, I'm being serious. If no, I read this, are you going to make fun of me and poke at me and shit for it?
I will log on to Facebook and poke you, yes.
Oh my God.
Do you want to set your ovaries on the table for everyone to see, or do you just want to...
I only have one, so it's
ovary. Oh, shit. I forgot about that. Your ovary.
It's my ovary.
Would you like to set your ovary on the table?
No. I don't.
All right, come on.
I'm going to get that one removed.
You're killing airtime here.
So?
This is time I could be selling advertisers, so you guys could hear another fucking Audible or Adam and Eve ad. How awesome would that be if this show did that too? How pissed would you guys all be? Use promo code.
Okay,
balls in your mouth.
I didn't name it because I don't have a name.
Because all good poetry is untitled. Because honestly, none of it makes sense.
This one makes sense.
Oh, okay.
It's about Liv. It's about you. I use your whole name in it. Is that okay?
Sure.
Like your first, middle, and last.
Whoa. Did you add the Esquire?
Nay.
I am an Esquire.
No, you're not.
How do you know? I bet you don't even know what an Esquire is.
I don't know what it is, but
well,
I know you're not.
How do you know I'm not one?
Because I've seen your license.
I don't like to brag.
Oh, my God.
Go. Come on. You should have read this. We should be done with this and congratulating you on how awesome it was.
Stop rushing.
That was an amazing poem. Thank you, Dana. Moving on. No, go ahead.
So, okay, it's a love poem. And I even wrote it in red because it's a love poem.
And action.
I don't want to read it now.
So this is painful for you guys as it is for me. I'm just curious.
Okay.
Hive mind in the chat.
Fine. Hive mind in the chat.
Action.
Here, you can read it.
I'm not reading shit except for this story about this woman who beheaded a pig.
I know, that looked pretty cool. Alright.
Alright. 10 minutes ago. And action.
I never dreamed I'd ever find a love like this. I don't
know. You know what? I take that back. Let's not read that on the show. No, go ahead, please. That's beautiful.
You're just...
I'm not. I'm serious. Read it, please. I really want to hear you read this on the show.
Is that being your subtle sarcastic, or is that for real?
Whatever is going to get me laid tonight. Go with that one.
Oh, my God.
I would imagine letting you read the rest of this poem and then telling you how amazingly wet it made me. Or no, wait.
That's... Okay, so I never dreamed I'd ever find a love like this. So faggoty, so gay. So.
Wow. I am touched.
Okay. I never dreamed I'd ever find a love like this. So beautiful, so warm, a total and complete feeling of bliss. Mm-hmm. Not a single one ever loved me for me, but when he holds me in his arms and looks me in the eyes...
Someone should...
Love is the only thing I can see. I tried so hard with others and even let a few into my heart. This time it feels different. Without him, my life, my whole world would fall apart.
Because I like how it smells when I fart. Sorry. Can't That's what you should have said.
Anyway, I really think I found my other half. I can't believe it. Searched through this mess of a world and somehow stumbled onto the right path. This man is the only man I want to be with for the rest of my life. I would be honored to hand him my heart and become his wife. There is no one else in this world that was meant for me. I love you, my beautiful brown-eyed Matthew Michael League.
Aw. Nolly says Danny just rewrote word for word a Paula Abdul song. She used the Paula Abdul bot 5000.
I did not. I didn't listen to Paula Abdul, sorry.
No. Can I give you some constructive criticism?
No.
No? That was amazing, honey. I love you so much.
No, what's wrong with it?
Nothing's really wrong with it, and who am I to judge, like, what poetry is to someone, but maybe one or two online classes in rhyme and meter would do you some good.
What are you talking about?
Just saying.
What are you talking about?
Your structure is kind of... chaotic. Unless that's what you were going for, then hey, on the spot.
Okay, I'm sorry. Never reading that again. Thanks.
No, it was good. I'm just saying.
Nope.
Hey, I don't get all butthurt when you tell me something sucked that I wrote.
And you don't write anything for me.
I used to.
When?
When I used to love you.
Oh my God.
You know, back when we first met. When I used to love you and you used to like fucking. Back then.
Yeah, you're not getting laid.
The first, like, 8 months of our relationship. No, it's still all good.
I've never told you anything you've written was bad. And
I know,
because
I've never
written
anything
bad. For me.
Oh. I've never written anything bad either. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all solid gold. All 100% 18 karat solid gold. Watch me.
I don't know if you do it like us.
Hey, that was a good song, and that was Chorus Bot 5000. Not me. I wrote the sick parts on that shit. You admit it right now, that verse is fucking tight, so don't even trip. That is a nice verse.
Now you're freaking out on
it. I'm not, I know it's good.
Yeah?
Because I like listening to it, so I know it's good. Because I don't listen to crap. Tell you what. Just saying.
What about, like, mad originality? We're all rapping about
I was young.
And dumb shit.
I was growing up.
Mad
I was coming into my own.
Every ounce of me pouring out like a pound of weed out of fountain B.
That's good. That's right. It's all about how
cops
you present
try to
it.
Follow me and keep up with my weed.
You know what?
Go fuck yourself.
I'll do that only if, while I'm doing that, you learn how to sing. Yeah, I went there.
You already harped on me for that, so thanks.
I'm just saying. Good, so make fun of something I wrote when I was like 13. High five.
So make fun of me for writing when I never write.
I wasn't making fun of you.
You were.
Just saying. I was not.
I'm not reading this. It's a poetry slam, and I'm going to tear it up, and no one's going to ever see it again. Thanks.
Except that it's recorded.
They don't care. No one fucking's going to look it up. No one cares about this shit.
No one cares about me.
No one gives a fuck.
No one cares about my life. It's the Friday fucking show. A little bit of everything. Are you even ready for this? Do you know what we would define as being barbaric sex? Have you ever had barbaric sex?
Every time I fuck you.
Henny, hand me my club. Douche! I always wake up with a headache.
So?
A schizophrenic 40-year-old man has been jailed for a, quote, barbaric sexual attack. He referred to as, quote, stop picking your eye.
No!
Makeup sex. Stop that. That is so... Why? I don't even know why we have your camera on. You're supposed to sit there and look pretty and attract listeners. Thank you. You can't show tits while you're picking your eye.
Sure can't, because no one's paying attention to my face. It's great.
Just tilt the fucking camera down at your tits then. That's all we care about. You just sit there, shut the fuck up, and take your top off. And co-host this beast. Your top's not off. There we go.
Will you just fucking really just do a show?
I'm
just
trying
just stop
to.
Stop what
I
you're
need,
doing right now.
I need my co-host.
Stop being an idiot.
Is that what this is right now?
Yes, you're a complete idiot.
This is my fault. This
yes.
right here. Well, this,
everything is your fault
doing,
if you haven't noticed that well, so far.
What we're doing right here.
Is a complete disgrace.
Burger says top is still on and quit yelling. Thank you. Can you get your mind in the game and not on other things right now?
Can you?
Did you just throw something at me?
What?
Very unprofessional.
Oh my God.
Can I tell you about what this gentleman did to this poor woman?
Can I tell you what I'm going to do to your poor face?
Please, enlighten me.
Oh, God. Do the show. Just read something.
Still trying to. Have been still trying to for the last 20 minutes now.
Shut up and do it.
Trying to. Can
do
I
it.
Tell you? Can I tell you about what this guy did?
No. I'm just... Do it.
Wow. Are you cool? See, it's nights like this where I just kind of contemplate, like, everything. The choices I've made to that have led me to this precipice. Look at her. Are you okay? Wow. That is impressive. Dwight D. Young was sentenced in the High Court. This is from New Zealand, by the way, where barbaric sex, makeup sex, one and the same. 7 years, 9 months imprisonment after earlier admitting two charges of sexual violation by unlawful sexual connection and rape.
Cool.
What do you suppose that unlawful sexual connection was? Right here?
Something to do with some penis.
Penis?
And maybe some vagina.
And one count of injuring with intent to cause grievous bodily harm. Did I mention that?
No.
He sodomized a woman before repeatedly sexually violating and beating her at his home. Following his arrest, he referred several times to the attack as, quote, makeup sex. That's weird. Like that, as he's being hauled away, he's like, it was makeup sex. She's lying. It's ketchup. She's dead. No, she's not. She injected herself.
She probably wanted it and, like, totally...
She wanted
it. She wanted it and then turned around and was like, I bet you I can sue him.
She wanted it until she got it and then she realized she couldn't handle it. She was like, whoa. Stop.
She should have said stop.
No,
or maybe he was like, no.
No means more booze. Justice John Priestley described the attack as barbaric and said DeYoung was a, quote, serious danger to himself and others because of his mental illness and, are you ready?
Ready.
His cannabis use.
Wow.
He is a serious danger to, this has nothing to do with the fact that he's schizophrenic, okay?
Right.
This has to do everything with his cannabis use. Your weed smoking is out of control. I'm about to hit this bong and then beat your ass.
Yeah, I don't
do
think
I do
so.
That?
No. Like,
how can you say that was it's his cannabis use, not his mental illness?
You're going to take a rip off that bong and pass out on the couch. Probably
dreaming
with cookie dough ice cream melting on
up
your
that,
dick.
That pussy. Just boom.
And you'll wake up and you'll feel like you had sex and you'll leave me alone.
Kind of.
Not.
Okay. Quote, for some reason you became angry at a comment she made, punched a hole in the wall near her head, and stubbed out a cigarette on her leg. He said DeYoung became addicted to cannabis at 13 and first came to the attention of mental health. Sir, let me tell you a little something about being addicted, okay?
I know.
It's not cannabis.
No. I'm sorry. I was never actually addicted to weed.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible.
I've been addicted to some other shit, but not weed.
When you're 13 and then he first came to the attention, that's when the mental health services picked him up 10 years ago. He suffered from schizophrenia and psychosis, which caused him to hallucinate, hear voices, and experience delusions.
He shouldn't be out in the fucking world anyway. Put him in a
right.
padded
and
cell.
People that have those problems, yeah, they shouldn't smoke weed. They should be really extra careful what kind of drugs, because they're going to react even more fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, you don't know.
And he
know.
should be on, like, some kind of fucking psychosis drugs.
Yeah.
You know, to keep that
I just think
check.
It's funny that he has all these problems, but they're like, his weed use is out of control. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid. Anyway.
He beat that bitch up, though, pretty good.
It sucks.
It does suck. It sucks, because you know what? Every time a bitch gets beat like that, that's like three more girls that are just not going to want to have sex with guys.
Yeah.
Her and her, the two people that she tells.
That makes more
her
lesbian
sad
porn
story.
That doesn't have to have condoms anyway. So.
Yep.
There you go.
And it's a trickle-down effect that just is devastating to everyone involved.
Not the porn industry.
Well.
Anyway.
I don't know. You could do, like, as...
Mm-hmm.
I think the internet is the only thing more resilient than the porn industry. Like, depression, recession, everyone having problems. Like, the porn industry don't skip a beat. Like, it would take a lot to really damage that, I think.
Yeah.
You would have to castrate everyone with balls to really do damage to the porn industry. But then we'd all be like brilliant scientists because we wouldn't have balls controlling our every waking hour.
I know.
And we'd actually get shit done because we wouldn't be off trying to satisfy women.
You should cut off your balls.
I should.
Let's do it tonight.
Okay. All right. Are you ready for the pig story?
Sure.
21-year-old woman named Dana.
No.
Charged with beheading a piglet.
Oh, named Matthew.
Oh, poo. Thank you. And stabbing another one. Cool. Police said Ashley Marie Fowler was arrested Wednesday at her workplace. She posted a $15,000 bond. That's impressive. Hmm. The piglets belonged to the 23-year-old Janie Sawyer, who discovered the piglet's head on the front porch before she went to work.
I'm going to cut this off real quick.
Could you imagine, like, Winnie the Pooh just finds Piglet's head on his porch, and he just complete and utter devastation. Why, God, oh, no. Why?
No, he would just go, oh, bother.
Oh, bother. Oh, bother.
I'm going to go find the honey tree.
The piglet had been stabbed. Its body was left inside a barn, in a burn, in Sawyer's backyard, with another pig, which was stabbed so badly it had to be euthanized. We made bacon bits. Quote, I'm shocked at that last joke. Bacon bits? I'm shocked. I've never heard of this woman. I'm glad that she's caught if it's the right person. So this was just a random act of violence against some pigs.
They're pigs, man. Who cares?
Who cares?
You never cut a pig's head off? Come on.
She's getting charged with 2 counts of felony killing, maiming, livestock, vandalism, and felony possession of Adderall.
Oh, my God.
So this
you
chick...
You went nuts on Adderall?
This chick was nuts on
you
the Addies.
You dumbass.
And was, like, cutting pigs' heads off. Could you imagine?
You can't handle your drugs,
can you imagine,
bitch?
Like, being all jittery, like, trying to cut off a pig's head just
yeah,
in blood?
Yeah,
like,
I've done
nuts?
It.
Just nuts?
I've been blown out of my gourd on coke fucking skinning hogs and yeah, I know what that's like. And guess what? I'm not crazy. I didn't fucking put it on my porch for everybody to go find. And I ate the damn thing.
Oh, and she also slashed the tires on her son's pickup truck.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Neither here nor there.
I don't have a son either, but I didn't slash anybody's tires. That time.
Hey, be careful with your drugs. All.
Dude, just if you're gonna fucking flip out on that small,
you should
scale
stay
of a drug,
in your house.
Yeah,
why were you in some farm?
That small scale of a drug, and you're flipping out. Don't ever try anything fucking harder. Seriously, Adderall.
Like you cut pigs' heads off, and then you stabbed another one that had to be put down. That's pretty excessive. It's
good thing,
excessively
like, nobody else
eccentric.
Is around, or you'd be stabbing them.
They didn't find her for a while. Like, the first news story was about how they had no idea who did it. They're like, it wasn't a religious thing or a satanic thing. We don't know what happened. And then they...
It was just my friend on Adderall.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Just leave her alone. Let her hang out.
And now my son's going crazy because that was his Adderall, and now he's all out fucking jonesing.
Oh, great.
Thanks, Mom. All right, moving on. Chicago. The Windy City. This, I don't even know what to fucking say.
McGruff, Chicago, Illinois.
Wow. I don't even know what to say about this story, so I'm just going to just read it to you, basically.
Okay.
A security guard contracted by the CTA handcuffed and sexually abused a teenage boy who jumped a turnstile over the weekend. Christopher Buchanan, stop it.
Buchanan?
Christopher That's Buchanan the... stopped the 17-year-old when the boy tried to sneak onto the train after his card wouldn't register.
That's the name in my mom's like soap opera thing, the Buchanans.
That was the name of the in the event. The pilot, his
yeah.
last name, and Layla Buchanan,
yeah.
and the dude, yeah.
But yeah, that's...
He explained that his card wasn't working, and then Buchanan, who's 22, said he could head... Stop it!
She was playing. She's playing with me.
Now accepting applications. I'm going to need a new cat and co-host
yeah.
slash girlfriend.
Good luck finding the... one that takes care of you as good as I do.
What's that? Gotta go?
No.
No?
No.
Complete disappointment?
No, it's from somebody else. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Can we focus here?
I was right. Go on.
I know an hour's a long time, but let's try and put on our big boy pants and our sit still shoes and our thinking caps and let's...
I'm ready. You're rambling. Go.
So, this guy, he's studying criminal justice at DeVry. He directed the teenager into the restroom. He then allegedly searched the boy before handcuffing him and ordering him to lie on his stomach. What?
I have a pen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Handcuffed. On your stomach, right?
That
he then
sucks.
Removed the boy's shoes and socks and rubbed his genitals against the boy's foot. He then let the teenager go after an awkward cigarette-lit silence.
That little boy. I rubbed my penis.
He handcuffed the kid and then rubbed his dick on his feet and then let the kid go. And now he's wondering why facing charges of criminal sexual abuse and unlawful restraint. Weirdo?
Because you're fucking crazy, man.
Because you're fucking weird. And why? Get your dick off my feet. That's weird. Why are you doing that?
Because it feels good. Stab
it.
Feels like, good rubbing my foot on your dick.
I will rub the shit out of my dick on your feet. But like some random kid? Like, hey, yeah. You know what? You just jumped the turnstiles. I'm the billy goat under this bridge. And the penalty is you have to let me rub my dick on your feet.
Okay.
Now pay up. Really?
No, dude. No.
Good security guard. And you're studying criminal justice. Like, have you not gotten to that chapter yet? You would know, like, that's no, right? That is no.
Probably not. You know what? No. No, he doesn't know that. He's going to do that.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. What time is it? Do you have to go? Are you
52.
Okay? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Do you have to go?
What is your deal?
What is your deal?
Hey, deal or no deal?
Let's make a deal. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
All right. Got an amazing story of the trees fighting back for once. A tree surgeon was killed when his chainsaw was pushed back into his neck and shoulder by a powerful branch. Let's hear it for the trees. Adam Baldock.
Baldock.
27, fell 20 feet from a tree after the chainsaw was forced into the left side of his neck by the tree. It was thought that he was trying to remove a large branch, which sprang back on the industrial saw and pushed it back towards him. Or other neighbors are suspecting that the tree was haunted, and it was actually the ghost that killed him.
Yeah, no, so. I'm going to go with he was an idiot.
His death is not being treated as suspicious. Really?
Right?
A tree just cut your fucking head off almost with a chainsaw, and you're not looking into that? Just saying. You're cutting a tree down, and you ended up with the chainsaw in you. That I mean, no one... The tree's just like, just a tree. Totally bleeding here.
He probably had
not as bad as you are, but
buddy with him who hated him, and that's what happened.
A police spokesman said, quote, he was fatally injured while working as a tree surgeon.
Are you serious?
Does tree surgeon imply you're trying to save the tree's life, not kill the tree?
Maybe he's not a logger. Maybe he's just like trimming up some trees and shit.
Maybe.
You think?
Maybe. I just think that's awesome that the tree struck back.
I could see that being called tree surgery.
I don't know. I'm going to be on the side of the trees, I think, when this war happens. If it's a technology war, I'll be on the side of the computers. And if it's the trees, I'll be on the side of the trees. If it's trees against technology, I'm probably going to have to go on the side of technology.
Well, because we can beat the trees.
Right.
Right.
Right. I can be a cyborg with a big axe for an arm.
Well, then again,
and
I don't know.
Cut
because
trees down.
What if the trees
down.
Decide to like commit mass suicide? Then we die. They're like,
well, then
we
it
can't
won't matter
win,
anyway.
We don't win.
But I'll have technology to let me breathe, so it won't even matter. I don't need trees making oxygen, because I'm wearing a tree that's making oxygen.
Your tree's going to kill you, though, because it's rising against
you. The trees killed themselves. Wait, what?
What? Anyway.
Okay. Let's go to Georgia here. Georgia.
Oh, yeah?
Alpharetta, Georgia.
Alpharetta.
The father and aunt of a young girl who faced charges in her death are expected to appear in the court here. Second degree, cruelty, felony murder, children. The three-year-old girl died from extreme alcohol poisoning.
Okay.
You can't get three-year-olds that drunk.
Well, I thought it was time for, you know.
It was beer 30 somewhere, dude.
Really? It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
They say alcohol bottles were found strewn about the home everywhere.
It was time for him to become a man.
She just, like, found a bottle and just, like, downed it. Which is interesting, because if she would have found a bag of pot and smoked all the pot, like, she'd still be alive right now.
Probably.
Weird, huh?
Yeah.
Weird, guys.
Yeah.
hey. At least,
wouldn't the little kid spit the beer out because it tastes crappy?
Hey, at least now you guys can get off of welfare and go get jobs. Yay. Oh, you didn't want jobs?
Okay,
oh,
see.
Have another kid then. Yay.
Fucking, no, kids, when you give kids like a sip of wine or a sip of beer or whatever, they're like, ugh, it's gross. Psst.
That's good though, right?
Like, yeah, so why in the hell would this three-year-old be drinking that? Maybe because.
Two words, dude. Beer bong.
Maybe because, like, the breast milk tasted like beer all the time. Because the mom was always so wasted because she's trailer trash.
So I blame my mom.
Like, I need beer. And I just drank beer. And
now I need more beer.
Now I need a fucking liver. And a grave. Right.
Well, that'll happen. All right. So. Last story before we get out of here tonight. This is pretty awesome. Our technology is just giving us way more information than we would ever know what to do with in a lifetime. But some of the information, perhaps some people didn't want to know.
Okay.
In Houston, doctors are reporting that the newest generation of DNA testing, now in wide use, is revealing many previously missed incest cases that raise difficult legal and ethical questions.
Do what?
The first being, why are you fucking your relatives? That is the...
Are you related to me?
I don't know.
God, that would
suck.
But
this DNA test shows that we're cousins.
Oh, shit.
In a letter in the British Medical Journal, The Lancet, Baylor College of Medicine geneticists advise hospitals to begin grappling with the issues that arise from the testing, which can unexpectedly show a patient was conceived through so-called first-degree familial relationships. That means your father fucked your daughter, your mother fucked your son, or your brother fucked your sister. He'd have had heard it. Quote, hospitals that work with this sort of testing need to become more familiar with dealing with these kinds of situations because they're going to be seeing a lot more of them. We hope our letter will jumpstart the process by which institutions put together guidelines. How about just stop fucking your relative? I mean, is this like you don't know? Like, all of a sudden, like, I thought we were too related. Like, we had so much in common.
Well, it says that there's studies showing that there's more incest than we thought there was before. So that
because
means that
we didn't have the DNA testing. We couldn't see when people go in and get tested that, holy shit, you have, like, five of these genetic markers in common with your husband. That means that's your sister.
Well, that sucks.
So, it's the incest has been happening. We're just now figuring out about it.
Right.
And we're all, like, holy shit, we're all fucking related. And that's why everything's
that's
so messed
with,
up,
like,
right?
Adoption, you know? Because, like, you don't know if that one's your sister or your brother or whatever.
And don't they have, like, weird rules on how much info you can know about where it comes from? Like, just be thankful you're getting one. Get the fuck out of here, you know?
Right, right. Sperm bank.
Go get your
shit.
Welfare check and, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I don't know. Like that.
I think that's really interesting, though.
That'd be really weird if we were somehow related.
Oh, God.
Would you stay with me?
I would kill myself. I would kill you. I would live about a week and a half, and then I would kill myself.
Why would you live about a week and a half?
Well, I don't know. Like a business to attend to, you know.
To mourn.
To do a couple podcasts about how pissed I am that I was fucking my sister this whole time.
Oh, my God.
Boudet wrote in the letter that clinicians uncovering a likely incestuous relationship may be legally required to tell everyone on the internet about it and then make fun of them, and to report it to Child Protection Services and potentially law enforcement officials, since the pregnancy might have occurred in the setting of sexual abuse. And that is no.
That is no.
That's amazing. Like, you get your girl pregnant finally, and then you come to find out, like, the baby's all flipper babied out because you fucked your sister. That's so great.
See, that's,
thanks God.
Okay, my grandfather's sister. What the fuck was her name? Anyway, she was.
I've never heard of a woman named Anyway, but. Go ahead.
She was fucking weird anyway.
Well, go ahead.
So, she got with this guy, and they, you know, they had, back then they had tests, you know, blood tests done to see if you were okay to have children together.
Right.
You know, and they had that test done, and it said just no. Like, like, some of your shit is fucked up. Like,
you're a Taurus, he's a Pisces, what are you thinking?
Yeah, pretty much. And, right. And, you know, they said, you know, your shit's not compatible. You know, they weren't related, but there were genes of theirs that were similar.
You're
and they
a carrier, and he's also, and if you have babies, this thing's going to just be off
so
the fucking chain.
They had 7 children.
Of course they did. How many of them had flippers?
I don't know, but only one of them was normal.
Really? Interesting.
And her name was Cherry. I remember that.
Was
dude, she had
the,
a kid.
Was she the cherry
Gunsy?
On? Was she the cherry on top?
I don't know, I guess. She had a son named Gunsy. There was a dude, I don't know if this was his real name, I'm pretty sure it wasn't, but everybody called him Squeegee. And then, yeah, there was quite a few other ones that were just, like, really weird, fucking just out of their names. Oh, her name was Alice, that was her name. She drooled a lot. She never drove, she walked everywhere, she looked like a tall old man, like, titties down to her belt, like, I don't think she ever wore
That's
a bra.
That's awesome.
Ever. It was creepy, dude, and to see those people, like, her kids running around the neighborhood, like, talking, like, they were, you know, my dad's age, and just, they're so fucking, oh, yeah, it was weird. Yeah, really
Fuck
weird.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Super weird.
Oh, and Cherry ended up dying of something, and she was the only normal one. All the other ones live. It's so
That's
weird.
Interesting.
It sucks. You're being sarcastic.
No, seriously,
ahead.
Like, that's, you're right. The testing is done to find the disorder's genetic basis, typically involving mutations, deletions, or duplications of the DNA. But large blocks of identical DNA are evidence the child's parentage involved first-degree relatives. The legal concerns that children born to first-degree relatives have a developmental disability about half the time. I'd say probably a little more than half, but Baylor began using the new test about 6 months ago. During that time, Boudet said the lab has seen evidence of incest fewer than 10 times. You disgusting fucks.
Oh my god.
What?
Do you see that link that Berger posted in the chat? Please click on that, like, right now.
Whoa.
Oh my god.
Where did your ears go, kitty?
No, I have to read this. It says, it's a picture of a cat that has no nose and its ears are gone.
Oh, well, I didn't even see that his nose was gone. Weird.
Yeah.
Where did your nose and or ears also?
It says, an animal rescue center is struggling to rehome this cat because it looks like the evil Lord Voldemort
That's
from the
so
Harry
awesome.
Potter films.
They should eBay that fucker.
I know. Workers at the Blue Cross in Southampton say... Yeah, Southampton say visitors have been scared off by the white cat's resemblance to Ralph, I don't know that last name of the fucking actor.
Fiennes?
Whoever, the guy who played Voldemort in the fucking movie.
Right, okay.
The abandoned cat named Charlie had to have its ears and nose removed after suffering from skin cancer.
Cancer
oh my God.
Is a bitch, no matter who
abused.
You are.
Vets say Charlie's pale skin left him at risk of developing potentially fatal diseases. They are now desperately trying to rehome him and say a
I'll
family
say.
Of Harry Potter fans could offer their best hope. Charlie was living as a stray before a woman adopted him, fed him, and
you get that cat, and then you get another cat,
for surgery.
And you put a lightning bolt on it, and you can, like, play Harry Potter with these cats.
I want that cat.
I don't want that cat.
I would love that cat so much.
I would not love that cat.
It looks like Casanova.
Cat's ridiculous.
Casanova?
No.
Because he's huge.
Voldemort.
I would name him Voldemort.
I know you would.
I'd be like the one who could not be named, the one who can be whatever.
Come here, the one whom I cannot call because I'm a fucking idiot. Thank you. Sex between first degree relatives is illegal throughout the country, but though it is a misdemeanor in Texas, of course. Fucking Texas. Hey, Texas, high five, right? Oh. Retards. And rarely reported when both parties are adults. Though doctors are required to report suspicions of child abuse, Bode said their obligations are less clear when the mother is an adult and protected by doctor-patient confidentiality. So, good luck. Stop fucking your cousins. If you could do me that favor, maybe this week, let's try to focus on that. Let's make it a point to go out of our way and not have sex with people we're related to. Okay? Okay. Thank you.
That cat's making me so sad.
Me too.
His nose.
Yeah.
It's gone.
He had cancer.
At least he wasn't abused.
It was
that
probably
would make
a big
really
old
sad.
Tumor. Dude, cancer abused the shit out of that cat.
Yeah, but like not people abuse.
Oh,
you know?
Well, that makes it okay. I'd rather have abuse from crazy mutated fucking cells than humans.
I would.
That's cool.
Because, well, then he wouldn't be adoptable at all. You know, he wouldn't
be able to... Oh, because he'd be all, like, feral?
Right, he wouldn't
he's
be able to be
rehabilitated. He's just mad at the cancer, but
right.
He's not mad at people.
Right, no, he's right. Still okay with people.
Unless he sees, like, a bacteria walking by that looks at him
well,
weird.
Because
he's
I just
be cool.
Can't imagine... I don't like the thought of fucking people
I don't like
messing with
of...
animals. That's really messed up. I don't... That's not cool. You can't fucking do that. They didn't do anything to fucking deserve that. And cancer, that's just something that happens.
No internet, no computer. This message is for you.
Anyway,
are you listening to this show
sad,
without the internet?
And I would adopt the cat, so whatever.
All right. Well, let's adopt the cat and then sell him on eBay for like $1 billion fucking dollars. Do you think we could... We should
Harry
buy the
Potter
cat.
Harry Potter fan would totally
we
buy him.
We should buy the cat, send it to J.K. Rowlings. Right?
Rawlings?
Buy the cat, dress it up in a little Voldemort outfit, and then send it to
her.
It
isn't a Voldemort outfit. Look
well,
at
like, him. I mean, like... Give him a little, like, cloak and a wand. Have to duct tape a wand to his little kitty paw.
No, duct tape's bad. Not on a kitty.
Scotch tape. Super glue. Rubber band it. We'll just, like, rubber band the wand.
No, his hand will fall off.
Well.
You're not putting anything on the cat.
No, I'm
cool.
Sending
Look
it to JK.
Him. Look at him.
Yeah, I've been. Thank you.
He's adorable.
Anything else before we wrap this thing up in a bow and call it a week?
I love the kitty.
Thank you. You've been a wonderful co-host tonight. I just want to thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. I apologize for her behavior. Do I need to apologize for you?
No.
Nah, you're fine. We know what to expect out of you. Email info at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. That's our shit. Just go there. Look at it. Look at all of the writing I do. Read. It's great. / music. Some free rap. All of it sucks, apparently. 406-204-4687. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, thejamhole.com/live. Watch Danny pick the shit out of her eye.
Yay.
And see some tits, maybe. Who knows? Join the forums, Facebook group, Twitter, all that shit. We'll see you tomorrow for the Hot Box, and then back here Monday to start off another godforsaken week. Fuck.
Oh, my God, dude.
Droid X really? Liberty 1.5. Aw. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.